Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Fan. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are here tonight, hallelujah, to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on in, everybody. Bring your hearts in. Bring your mind in. And let's get on one accord and lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrifices life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrifices life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Hallelujah. I don't even know why he cares. Hallelujah. Don't understand why he sacrificed his life. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. I am so glad he did. He left his home. Hallelujah. He left his home in glory. Hallelujah. Just to die for us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on in, everybody. Come on in and let's get on one accord and lift up the name of Jesus. Let's let him have his way tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Come on, everybody. Come on in and let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's so worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Who else will leave their home in glory to come down and sacrifice his life just for us? I don't know, hallelujah. I don't quite understand it, but I'm so glad he did it, hallelujah. He did it because, you see, he loved us just that much, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't think nobody, hallelujah, on this line, hallelujah, will leave their place in heaven to come down, hallelujah, and be sacrificed on the cross like he did, hallelujah. But it got to be an awesome God. It got to be a wonderful God, the Lord, to do something like that for us. And we are here tonight, hallelujah, to give him the praise, to give him the glory, to give him the honor tonight, hallelujah. We come, hallelujah, to just get on one accord tonight, hallelujah. How many know that we in a church without walls, hallelujah. Nobody can look at anybody, hallelujah. But we can come together on one accord, hallelujah. Just to lift up his name, hallelujah. Just to let him know how we appreciate, hallelujah, all that he has done, hallelujah. All that he has done and for what he's going to do, hallelujah. For how he kept us all day long, hallelujah. And just put a hedge of protection around us, hallelujah, all day long. And that's enough to give him a praise, hallelujah. We got up this morning, hallelujah, closing our right mind, hallelujah. And that's enough to praise him for, hallelujah. We put on our own garment. We took our own bath and put on our own garment, hallelujah. Sit down to the breakfast table, hallelujah, and fed ourselves, hallelujah. How many know, hallelujah, it's enough, hallelujah, to give him the praise. It's enough to give him the glory. It's enough to give him the honor, hallelujah, because truly he is worthy, hallelujah, for every praise, hallelujah. Every praise to our God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, hallelujah. We glorify you tonight, hallelujah. We thank you, Master. We appreciate you for being such a great God, hallelujah. Come on in, everybody. Come on and get your mind on Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, let's pray together, hallelujah. Just don't listen to me and listen, let me pray, hallelujah. As Evangelist Brother always say, let's come in, hallelujah, and let's pray together, hallelujah. Let's petition the Lord, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah. Just put something on your mind that you want the Lord to do for you. Even put somebody on your mind that you want the Lord to save, somebody that you may want the Lord to heal. Let's just come on, get on one accord tonight and just come in together, hallelujah, with one mind, hallelujah. One mind, hallelujah, one thought, hallelujah, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. They all gathered in one place, hallelujah, and they all, hallelujah, were thinking of the same thing, hallelujah, touching the Lord, hallelujah. So come on in, hallelujah. Come on in, hallelujah. Come on in and let's lift up the Lord tonight, hallelujah. Let's lift up the Lord for the new soul that he saved, hallelujah. Let's give him the praise, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, hallelujah. And let's all get on one accord and help me pray tonight, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your mighty name, Jesus. Glory to your name, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master God, we praise you, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, just to give you the praise, hallelujah. Just to give you the glory, hallelujah. To give you the honor tonight, Lord God, because truly you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your favor towards us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your head of protection around us tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us this day, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul, Lord. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, of all our sins, Lord God, all our transgressions, all our iniquities, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to cleanse us up, Lord God. Sanctify us tonight, Lord God, that we may be worthy to come before your presence, Lord God. For we know we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to prepare us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, of our sins, Lord God. Anything that's going to hinder us, Lord God, from coming before your presence, Lord God. Any thought that we had today, Lord God, going to hinder us, Lord God, for coming into your presence, Lord God. Wash our hands, Lord God, for we know our hands got to be clean, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us this day, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to move tonight by your spirit, move tonight by your mighty power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move on our behalf tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to sanctify the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, everyone that has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying tonight, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in every home, Lord God, that's on this line, Lord God. Every home, Lord God, is represented tonight, Lord God. Every city, every country, every state, Lord God. We're asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to move tonight, Lord God. In your name, Lord God. Lord, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to help us to hear the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the messenger, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to decrease in this flesh, Lord God, that we may increase in the spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for being so kind. We praise your holy name tonight, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. In all the earth, Lord God, there's none like you. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to move, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. on the line, Lord God. Do it again, Lord God. Save again, Lord God, just like you did, Lord God, on the other night. Do it again, Lord God. We know you're able to do it, Lord God. We have the proof and the evidence, Lord God, that you still save, Lord God. You still heal, Lord God. You still deliver, Lord God. And we're asking you right now, Lord God, to do it again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch that boy. Touch that girl, Lord God, that woman, that man, Lord God, that's looking for a way out, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help them tonight, Lord God. Save them, Lord God. Save tonight, Lord God, to the utmost, Lord God. Save in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to look on that person, Lord God, that's struggling with alcohol, Lord God, that's struggling with drugs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, in their mind, Lord God, and they can't, Lord God, get no peace, Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to deliver, Lord God, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, by your stripes, Lord God, we were already healed, Lord God, in your word, Lord God. You didn't say we might be healed, Lord God, but you said we was already healed, Lord God. So we asking you tonight, Lord God, heal tonight, Lord God. Heal that mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mend that broken heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal the hurt, Lord God. Everywhere they are hurting, Lord God, we asking you right now, Lord God, just to come in and heal, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know you're able, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord God, and we give it to you tonight, Lord God. We give it all to you, Lord God. You can handle it, Lord God, way better than we can, Lord God. So we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to take control, Lord God. Take control of every situation, Lord God. Help us to leave it to the altar, Lord God. Help us to take it to the altar and leave it there, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that Lord, we're asking you right now to have your way, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him a praise for answering prayers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we got to give him the praise, y'all. Come on, give him the praise, hallelujah. Give him the praise for the answer that you're seeking for. Give him the praise for the healing that you're looking for. Give him the praise for the deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Master. We thank you, we glorify you, and we lift you up tonight, Lord, because truly you are worthy. You are so worthy to be praised in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Sister Carissa, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for that powerful prayer. Tonight I'm going to be reading Psalms 91 in its entirety. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Somebody ought to give them a praise right there. Somebody ought to give them a praise. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. How many know that if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty? God has us as long as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I think that's a promise right there. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. We must be mighty special for God to give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. Psalms 91 is a comfort to me. I read Psalms 91 when I'm sad. I read Psalms 91 when I'm happy. I read Psalms 91 when I'm anxious. I read Psalms 91. I try to read Psalms 91 daily because it's comforting to know that God, in everything that's going on around us, God said 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, meaning whatever's going on in this world, it shall not come nigh us because we are God's children. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. They said I wouldn't make it, they said I wouldn't be here today. They said I never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on to His name. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told Him to lead the way. Though the roads have been rough and the goings have been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here to stay. Though I've been talked about and oh, I've been criticized, I've had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on to His hands.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know we're still holding on to His hand? Hallelujah. How many know of many people that's counted us out, hallelujah, still holding on? How many know when you first got saved, hallelujah, many say you wouldn't make it because they knew your path, hallelujah. But how many know we still holding on? And then it said, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah. We got to abide, hallelujah, up under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to stay before His presence, hallelujah. We got to stay before His presence, hallelujah, and we will make it, hallelujah. We will hold on to His hand, hallelujah. We got to stay before the Lord, people, God. We got to stay before Him because many of us go through so many things in life, hallelujah, and the enemy is out to stop us, hallelujah. And he can stop us if we don't abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. He will stop us, but we got to continue in prayer, and we got to stay before the Lord, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, I remember the dream I had, hallelujah, about this big old eagle, hallelujah, and he had his wings stretched out, hallelujah, and he had all his young eagles under his wings, hallelujah. So we got to dwell where He can keep us covered. We got to dwell in the secret place. There is a secret place. There is a hiding place that we can go in, hallelujah, and the righteous run in and they are safe. And that's under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now we're going to have a solo by Sister Robin. Hallelujah. Sister Robin, we're going to have a solo.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me, Sister Van?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for another day. Thank the Lord how He has watched over us and kept us all day and kept us safe. Thank Him for His provision and His love. And I just thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy that He gives us new every morning. And tonight I just give all the glory and all the praise because He's worthy. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior. He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Bless his Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Let us praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. Praise him. Praise Jesus, bless his Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come, let's praise him. Praise him. Jesus, Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's praise him. He's so worthy, praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, he's worthy, hallelujah. Come on and let's praise him, hallelujah. Right where you at. Thank you, Sister Robin, for that beautiful collection. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's praise him. Jesus, the blessed Savior, hallelujah, is worthy to be praised. I know he done a lot in each and every one of our lives, hallelujah, so we just owe him a praise, hallelujah. We owe him a praise, hallelujah. Come on and just praise him, hallelujah. Come on and give him a hand of praise, hallelujah. Come on, give him a hallelujah. Come on, give him a thank you, Jesus, because he's worthy to be praised. Jesus is worthy to be praised. And I love this song. I love to praise him. That's the name of the song we used to sing in the choir. And I loved that song because I love to praise him because he's so worthy of every praise. Hallelujah. He done so much for me. Hallelujah. He done saved my children. Hallelujah. He done saved my son's life. Hallelujah. Time after time after time, and no doubt he'll save mine with the car accidents that I've been in. So he's worthy to be praised. We always can look back and we can always pull up something to thank him and praise him for. Hallelujah. Praise him. Blessed Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I just give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. I give honor to him because he's so good to us. Hallelujah. And worthy of every praise. And I just appreciate him tonight. And I appreciate what the Lord is going to do on the line. Hallelujah. I appreciate him for everything he has done, even giving me a chance to witness and to talk to a young man, hallelujah, and talk him through the situation that he was going through. I praise him for that. I give him the glory for that. I give him the honor for that because, let me tell you, it was a situation that I couldn't believe I was in, but God brought me through it. He taught me. He told me what to say. He led me the right way. And the young man began to praise the Lord before he got off the line. So I just thank and praise God because he's truly worthy to be praised because it could have been very tragic. It could have been something else could have came out of it. But I thank and praise God for bringing the young man through. And for him, it wasn't me. It was Jesus. It was Christ that did it. And I glorify him for it. I magnify him. I lift him up for it because he's truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised, and I thank him tonight, hallelujah. I glorify him tonight. The word says if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. How many know if we had 10,000 tongues? He done so much for him. It still ain't enough. It's not enough just to keep praising. We got a whole lifetime to keep praising him because he done been so good to us from the rocking of our cradles to this present time. The Lord is worthy to be praised, and I glorify him tonight. I glorify him. I lift him up. I lift him up for what he's going to do for each and every one of you, what he's going to do in each and every one of your lives, hallelujah. I just praise him. I thank him in Jesus' name.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you, each and everyone on tonight. Amen. We just thank God for, amen, the beautiful, beautiful service on tonight. Amen. We realize it was a little different. Amen. But it was just what the Lord ordered. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks on tonight for Missionary Fan. Amen. God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful job. Amen. Carrying the service forth. Amen. To this point, thank God for you. We want to thank God for Sister Clarissa on tonight. Amen. For the scripture reading and for the beautiful solo on tonight. Amen. And as well, the exhortation. And just thanking God tonight. Amen. As well for Sister Robin. Amen. Glory to God, our PNN advisor. Amen. Jesus, holding it down, holding it down, holding it down. We thank God for these women of God. Amen. We thank God for placing them in position, placing them in place. Amen, Jesus, for a time such as this. Amen. May the Lord God bless you real good on tonight. Amen. We're just so grateful tonight, people of God. Amen. Amen. As you know, we were celebrating the homegoing of Bishop Lewis Marshall on today. Amen, able to go up and be with the saints there in North Carolina. Amen, saints just came from all around, everywhere. Amen, such a beautiful, beautiful home going. Amen, Jesus. In fact, there are those that are still even now on the road, but we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, that we made it in, we made it safely. And again, we thank God for the women of God. Amen, that stood in the gap, holding it down. Amen, that the PNN, amen, continue to go forth. Amen. We bless the Lord on today, people of God. Amen. We were able to do a presentation on behalf of the Prayer News Network family. Amen. It was a beautiful presentation. Amen. Again, had an opportunity to be there with the family and with the saints from all around. Amen. It was indeed a blessing. So we thank God for that on tonight. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you coming on in. Amen. We're just going to move forward. Amen. The atmosphere has already been set. And in honor tonight, amen, in honor tonight of the man of God for his life, his legacy, again, amen, you know, it's something when you read a person's life story, amen, when you read their life story, amen, after they're gone, you read the great impact, you read the great impact that they made in their lives in just a few short sentences, but you realize they've made such a great impact through their lives. And I tell you, people of God, it just made us so proud to have this man of God, to be a part of this Prayer News Network family, this network broadcast. It just made us feel so good when we look at his list, when we look at his report, as they said, look at his soldier report, amen, to see that he was involved in so many things and made such great impact in the world, amen, and to have this man of God to be a part of the PNN, I'm telling you, it just made you feel special, amen, that the Lord handpicked this man of God, that he would come and be a part of this Prayer News Network family, amen. So tonight, people of God, in honor of the man of God, we're actually going to do a replay, a rebroadcast of his last message here with us, amen. Glory to God. All of his messages were powerful, all of them, amen, full of the Holy Ghost, all of them meaningful, amen, a word for the people of God from our God, amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds and get ready on tonight, amen, to receive God's messenger, amen. Glory to God. We're just so grateful to have captured these messages that will go far, far, far. Amen. As the song says, may the work I've done, the works that I've done speak for me. Amen. So this is part of the man of God's works that will continue to go forth every time we, amen, amen, bring the man of God messages to this platform. Amen. His works will continue to go forth because hearts will continue to be blessed. Amen. Souls will continue to be touched and spirit revived. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want to, amen, turn our ear and be attentive, amen, to the man of God on tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God, and we want to receive, amen, Bishop Lewis Marshall, amen, on tonight.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for the song coming. Amen. From Anaya. Amen. Take me to the King. We're so grateful tonight in due respect to God who's head of our life and to our president and North District Overseer Pastor Jackson. Amen. And to our General Church Mother, Mother Tyler, First Lady of the Southern District, Mother Janice Marshall, and also to Evangelist Bradley on tonight. Everyone,
the recording has started.
We're grateful once again to be able to come into your midst, even by, amen, teleconference tonight. We're grateful. We thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. At this time, we're going, amen, to offer a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. We ask that you send your word on tonight. Send down a note and destroy every yoke in these last and evil days. Your will and your way. Lord Jesus, have your way in our life. Touch and strengthen the body and the soul, that we may declare thy word continuously. We ask for these and all blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for his continuous love toward us and for all that God has done, from whence God has brought us, how the Lord have allowed us to see another day. There's no goodness of ours to tonight, but it's by God's grace, and I'm grateful tonight. If you would, we're going to call your attention to the word of God from the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. Once again, that's Amos, the 8th chapter. And we're going to begin around the 9th verse. That's Amos 8 and the 9th verse. We're going to begin there.
And it shall come to pass in that day, saith
saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth mm-hmm. in the clear day.
Yes.
And I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all lawns, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of any of an only son, and the end thereof as a behold the day come.
Behold the day come.
Saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day, young men faint for thirst.
Praise God. Thank God for the reading of his word. Sister Bob, Mother Marshall, this book of Amos, the prophet, God used him in a mighty way, as he did with all the prophets. He was there. The prophet was a voice, God's voice unto the people. And we see today that God's amen come and basically many times through his word. Amen. Many times there are some prophets that, amen, God used in today, amen, to bring forth his word, his warning, his deliverance, his strength, his encouragement. But tonight we want to speak from a subject of famine for the word of God. A famine for the word of God. Seemingly in these last days, excluding the year of 2020, it's been so plentiful on every side, so much different than 10, 15, 20 years ago, so much so that people forgot all, began to forget all about God. Amen. To take out time for it. Amen. Many times they would work during the week, many times Monday through Friday and sometime on Saturday. But yet many would recognize God for Sunday. But we see as time has gotten crucial in the land for many people, a job that they would desire, and they begin to just lose faith in God and become faint-hearted. So much so until Sunday is not recognized as the Lord's day to many anymore. I want to tell you something that, amen, if God ain't in it, amen, it's not going to work. What do you mean, preacher? If God's not in your life, it's not going to work. If you're not seeking the face of God, it's not going to work. Amen. Wherein that the people are basically rejecting God, put the Bibles down and allowed dust to accumulate on them. They have truly forgotten about the word of God. But the prophet Amos, he could only do, gave him to do. He wasn't the old desire of his to become a prophet. Amen. Amos, he was basically content and been a herd, which his job was, a dresser of sycamore tree. He was content doing that. But one songwriter said, but when the Lord get ready, you got to move.
Oh, yeah.
So God called him into this work.
Amen.
As a prophet. One of the mighty prophets, but one of God's prophets.
Yeah.
And so it was that his name even lets us know he admits burden, a burden of famine. And so Amos began to yield unto God.
Oh, yes.
There are people that God is pricking in our heart today or tonight. He's breaking that heart up for them to turn from their ways and their doings and to follow him.
Amen.
But what are they doing? They're continuing the same situation that they're in. I believe what writer of prophet said, amend your ways and your doing.
Amen.
People are not striving to change for the better, to seek the face of God.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they're even taking the word of God very, very lightly.
Amen.
And by so doing, amen, they find themselves in a state of confusion. No sense of direction. And so it is, they're trying to make it without the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You and I must understand, if Jesus ain't in it, once again, it's not going to work. We're talking about a famine of the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And when you look into that word famine, amen, it's an extremely short or lack of food, severe hunger, of starvation. Think about it. We're in a nation, basically as a nation, having plenty and much, but yet there are people naturally so going hungry right here in the United States.
Amen.
They're not all overseas in other countries, but right here in the United States. Amen. Sometimes people can make it a few days without eating, you know, drinking and amen without starvation setting in. But let us understand this. For that spiritual man, the inner man, that soul of mankind, you and I need the word of God. David declared and said, thy word have I hid in my heart,
yes,
that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
We're talking about a famine for the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. You and I can, amen, put up and deal with situations of having shortages of some things in this life. Because, amen. But at the same time, when it comes to the word of God, we need the word.
Yes.
The word of God. We surely need it tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And so, amen, we find that, amen, people are lacking because they truly just have turned away from the word. They're not seeking the face of God, as Isaiah the prophet said. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near.
Amen.
So let the wicked forsake his way.
Yes.
And then the unrighteous man is thought. They're not seeking the word of the way of Christ and the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to embrace the word of God. Do you not know the word is Jesus?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
The word is Jesus. And if you don't take the word of God in, amen, how can you say, amen, that you have Jesus in your heart?
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Oh, yes.
How can you say you know him in the pardon of your sin?
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God.
How can you say, amen, that you know the Lord? Amen. In a day and a time like this,
mm-hmm.
That word, amen, is important.
Oh, yes.
The word of God is of great necessity.
Amen.
What some writers said, amen, taking it basically, it said, in the word of God,
yes,
I got to hide and flee. Jonah thought he could get away. There's like a lot of people today or tonight, they think they can get away with their good deeds and, amen, all their good works and, amen, feeding the poor. And all of this and assisting this way and assisting that way. All of those are some good deeds. But the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, 8th verse, through my grace are ye saved through faith.
Yes.
That's not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. All your good works is not going to get you in. He even declared to say, amen, all that saith to me, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter into the kingdom.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen. Amen. So it is. It's the word of God is there.
Oh, yes.
There's a to God. It's not going to happen. Amen. Listen to what the word of God says.
St. John 1:1.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning was the word.
Wait a minute. How can you go anywhere without God? Without God's word. In the beginning
was the word.
Was the word. Uh-huh.
And the word was with God.
And the word, wait a minute. Is the word in the beginning?
Yes. Was the word.
What's the word? Creation.
Yes.
Jesus was there. Jesus is the word.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And the word was with God.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
And the word was God. Look at it. Uh-huh.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know, amen, it's going to come a time the more, amen, that God's going to call the prophets, call the preachers, the ministers, the evangelists, going to halt them from declaring or preaching the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Mm. People are going to desire to hear it. It's going to be to seal the preacher up.
My Lord.
Shut the evangelist down. Shut the prophet down. Boldly be to God.
Amen.
People now are taking it for granted. And they'll say, well, people, they're always there on a Tuesday, on Wednesday night, talking about in the church service. Amen. They're going to always be there on a Friday night. We know where to find them on Sunday morning.
Mama.
We know where to find them on Sunday night or afternoon.
Amen.
But do you not know the time is going to come? Surely that will soon know us no more.
Amen.
The time is going to come.
Yes.
It's going to be sealed up.
My Lord.
Shut down by God.
Amen.
Because if God has called, he's the one that's to be glorified.
Oh, yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He's the one to be lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
And this is why it's so important today to get to know him if you don't know him.
Amen.
Amen. If you know him or profess to know him, as Paul the Apostle said, that I may know him.
Yes.
In the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
Being made conformable unto his death.
Amen.
I want to know him like that. Yes. Paul wasn't satisfied. Amen. Before God saved him, his name was Saul. He wasn't satisfied. That's why he tried to beat and bind God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of God had the authority and the righteousness of God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
So what Saul did at the time was when he got a letter of authority to beat and to bind everyone that called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Cast them into prison. But let me tell you something. When God started moving, amen, Paul saw it at the time before his name was changed. He had to cry and said, Lord, who art thou?
Oh, yes.
Jesus answered him back and said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest.
Mm-hmm.
His heart would be to kick against the priest. I want to say tonight to every soul, amen, that's not striving to do the will of God, and have to kick against God.
Amen.
Kick against the priest.
Yes.
Kick against the word is hard.
Amen.
So for you to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
And the world was made by him.
And the world knew him not.
And the world knew him not. Talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Talking about Jesus. Let me tell you something. Amen. You and I, amen, except for fasting and praying and seeking the face of God, we can only make it so long without bread and water.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some nutrients. Amen, that we may live. But we're not talking about the natural body now. We're talking about that spiritual man.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That spiritual man.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And the thing about it is, it's recognized, even through the prophet Malachi, God's got a book of remembrance.
Oh, yes.
That of those that speak often, one to another.
Amen.
Those that lifted up his name.
Mm-hmm.
Those that magnify. Amen. He's got a book of remembrance.
Yes.
But yet, he got a book of remembrance of those that have turned their backs on him.
Mm-hmm.
Turn away from even from the childhood. God's got that book of remembrance.
deceive him not.
Talking about Jesus.
Yes. But as many as received
him,
to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name.
You see, that's the problem right now. People don't believe.
Yes.
Oh, yes. People don't believe like the Bible says. They believe enough to start going to church. That's a good thing. But they don't believe unto the saving of the soul to receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God's indwelling spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For the Bible says in the book of Romans, if the spirit of him that raised the Christ from the dead dwell in you, it should also quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. They don't believe to the saving of the soul. This is why people walk around slipping up, cussing, using vulgar language, but naming the name of Christ. Somebody talk to me tonight.
Amen. Go ahead,
hallelujah. This is why they're slipping up. Amen. Mary. Amen. Giving out sound of marriage. Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Go ahead.
Glory be to God. This is why they're slipping up and messing up.
Yes.
Amen. Going back. Oh, heaven. Amen. Of drugs and alcohol. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God.
Blood of God. Come on.
And the word was made flesh.
The what?
The word.
The word. We're talking about a shortage. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
That word is Jesus.
Yes.
And the Bible says it in the book of St. John. What?
And the word was made flesh.
And the word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us.
And dwelt among us.
And we beheld his glory.
We beheld his glory.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Glory be to God. Come on.
Full of grace and truth.
Full of grace and truth.
Amen.
The word of God is right.
Yes, it
is. This is why the word got to be preached. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't have Sunday school, the word got to be preached.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. If you don't have, amen, youth service, the word got to be preached.
Amen.
If you don't have a missionary service, the word got to be preached.
Oh, yes.
If you don't have a deacon's day, the word got to be preached.
Amen.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
Coming to the souls of men.
Amen.
Striving to knock at the door of their heart.
Yes.
This is Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Trying to come in.
Amen.
He declares that if any man will hear my voice, amen, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
If any man will hear my voice, then me and my Father will come in and sup with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. John bear witness of him.
John bear witness of him.
Crying.
Uh-huh.
Saying. This was he of whom I spake.
Yes.
He that cometh after me.
He that cometh after me.
Is preferred before me.
Jesus. Amen. John had heard it prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In the Old Testament, Moses declared and said, and the Lord your God shall raise up one on the order of myself. Hear ye him.
Yes.
Isaiah the prophet declared and said, amen, for unto us a child is born.
Amen.
And said a son is given.
Yes.
And said the government shall be upon his soul.
Glory.
They was talking about Jesus.
Amen.
They was talking about Jesus. Glory be to God. I believe Isaiah the prophet looked a little further, and he saw him as Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But then Ezekiel the prophet looked and saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Amen. Rolling down through Babylon. Tearing down the kingdoms of the world.
Yes.
That's why the gospel got to be preached to tell,
amen,
to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
The word got to be preached.
Amen.
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 As Paul the apostle told his son Timothy, said, preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant, in season, and out of season.
Amen.
With all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
Preach the word. Don't preach gossip. Don't preach about drama, but preach the word.
Boy, yes.
Like I know there's a famine. There's coming a famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Boy, there's coming a famine for God's word.
Amen.
People are so busy entertaining people, amen, when they come into the midst of the church building. cats who busy entertainers.
Yeah.
Putting on shows. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
Amen. Putting on all kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of rallies.
Yes.
Amen. Rather than striving to bring the people to Christ.
Amen.
That ain't the place of how the
Ada. Amen.
Glory be to God. We know the Bible says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
And when the souls of men are touched and God brings them into the house of God,
mm-hmm.
amen, and that begins believers in that house of God,
yes.
you're supposed to reach out
amen.
For those souls of men.
Boy, yes.
Bringing in the seed.
Glory to God.
Glory to his name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bear witness of him and cries, saying, this one, he of whom I speak.
This of whom I speak.
He that cometh after me is preferred before me, but he was before me.
He was before me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Jesus declared and said, before one jot or one tittle of my word passed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the heavens and the earth pass away.
Amen.
God, meaning one jot, one little dot of the word passed. Or one tittle, one little small minute,
mm-hmm.
amen, letter of the word of God passed.
Yes.
The heavens and the earth will pass away.
Amen.
Will pass away.
Yes.
This is why right now, glory to God, I'm striving that much more. Ask God to perfect that. Concerning me.
Oh, yes.
Packing up, striving to get ready to meet the king.
Amen.
Amen. A little girl sing the song
yes.
that take me to the king.
Yes.
I'm striving to meet the king.
Glory,
glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Striving to meet the king
yes.
in a day of time like this.
Amen.
Amen. These are the last days.
Mm-hmm.
As surely blood is. But it's like what?
Amen.
It's nothing no more for us to hear of people dying on every side. And all the dying is not from the amen, pandemic.
Amen.
Amen. Killing one another.
Yes.
Parents taking children lives.
Jesus.
Amen. Others taking children lives.
Bible.
Amen. Adults taking other adults' lives.
Amen.
Blood running like water.
Oh, yes.
Killing on every side.
Jesus.
That's a day of darkness. Amen. A dead of time like this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. St. John, the 4th chapter, 10th verse. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God.
If thou knewest the gift of God. If you was acquainted tonight, honestly, and known about God and his righteousness.
Yes.
His holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But yes. John declared. That there was one coming after him
mm-hmm.
whose shoelaces, he said he wasn't worthy to stoop down another line.
Amen.
Talking about Jesus. You and I can't make it in this world without Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God got my attention as a young man. Young man. Amen. When I heard the gospel, we said it's for us.
Yes.
It wasn't about no theater. It wasn't about no show. It wasn't about no rally. I heard the word of God. Allowed me to know you must be born again.
Amen.
Of the water and of the spirit.
Yes,
oh, yes, baptized, amen, in the water and baptized with the Holy Ghost of fire.
Oh.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The word got my attention. Amen. When I found out, amen, that God, he wasn't pleased with me in my life.
Amen.
In sin, ungodliness, and wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
A wretched sinner I was. But somebody at the time to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
broke my heart up. Pricked my heart. Amen. Gave me a mind to seek the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Converted me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Changed my life.
Yes.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
You
can shake hands all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But that's not going to change your life.
Amen.
That's hard. Has to be changed.
Boy, yes.
And the only thing going to change that heart is the word.
Boy, yes.
Is the word of God.
Jesus answered and said unto her, would have given thee living water.
Living water, which symbolizes or represents the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Symbolic to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, amen.
But people today, they don't want to be involved in receiving ye the Spirit of God. They want to become a church goer, a church member. But let me tell you, you don't want to become a part of the body of Christ. Amen. That's going to fade out. Amen. That's just going to fade out.
Yes.
What makes you a part of the body of Christ is the Spirit of Christ,
mm-hmm.
which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Talking about a famine for the Word of God.
Amen. The woman said unto him.
The woman said unto him.
Sir.
Sir.
Thou hast nothing to draw with.
You have nothing to draw with, sir. You don't have anything to draw. You see, that's the way people are today. They seem to be so curious of trying to know everything and not even getting the exact point.
Yes.
Not getting the exact point what Jesus, amen, was striving to get over to. People are just like that today, amen, to come, amen, be a part of the worship service of God. And they come back saying and related, amen, I go to church. I don't want to change my membership. You didn't ask them to change your membership. You didn't ask them to come and join no church. You ask them to come, amen, in the worship of God. So you see, their name is Christ, but their life is saying something else.
Yes.
But you're related to them to come to get to know the Lord.
Yes.
In his fullness.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
The woman said unto him,
yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Thou hast nothing to draw with.
You ain't got nothing to draw with.
And the well is deep.
Uh-huh.
From whence then hast thou that living water?
Yes. Where you going to get living water from?
Amen.
Where you going to get living? If Jesus has spoken it,
mm-hmm.
he's able to perform that which he has spoken.
Oh, yes.
If God said it, God will do it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
God will do it.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Nicodemus wanted to know. When Jesus was telling about being born again, Nicodemus, a ruler, preacher, teacher of the Jews at the time, Judaism, and he wanted to know, asked Jesus, said, how can a man be born when he is old?
Yes.
Said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Now think about this. Here's a man that was a leader of the Jewish religion at that time. Preacher, a rabbi. But he was asking Jesus, how can a man be born again when he is old? He asked him, said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb to be born? And Jesus told him, that which is born of flesh is flesh.
Yes.
That which is born of spirit is spirit. As if to say, Nicodemus, if it was virtually possible for man or woman to enter into their mother's womb to be born all over again as an adult, grown child, grown man, that would only be a flesh and birth. He said, marvel not. Thinking not to be straight,
yes.
You must be born again.
Amen.
This is the wind blows where listen, and thou hearest the sound thereof.
Yes.
So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. You know where the wind is coming from, but you don't know where it originated from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, you don't know. But now is the time to get to know God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming back for reality.
Amen.
He's coming back. For people that have made themselves ready, amen, by striving to live according to the word of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Our late Jerome to Apostle Hope. Amen. Lived, amen, down in Alaska. And he had went to visit a church there. And by so doing, being in the service, amen, he's seen that things what it should be according to the word. Not trying to judge anything. You don't have to judge what you know.
Amen.
And by so doing, he was there for a short span of time in the service. And he, amen, shortly after he left, went home. The pastor of the church called and began to talk to him and question and ask him, why did he leave? Glory to God. Amen. So he was kind of more or less listening to him. Give an answer. She kept on acting. Amen. He began to tell her what thus says the Lord
mm-hmm.
about living right.
Yes.
About living holy.
Amen.
Being sanctified.
Yes.
Clean and set apart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know what the pastor of that church told him? So don't nobody live like that no more.
time.
Well, yes.
Hallelujah. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
That's what's happening. People are not preaching the word for the saving of souls.
Yes,
they're not teaching the word for the saving and the healing of souls. They're not preaching the word. Amen. For the comfort of the heart and the mind of souls of men.
Yes.
People, amen, going to church, leaving church buildings, yet with suicidal thoughts in their mind and in their hearts. Glory to God. But the word of God will drive that demon out.
Yes.
The word of God will, amen, bind an unclean spirit.
Amen.
The word of God will loose the bound and set the captive free.
Amen.
A famine for the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Come on, tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Are thou greater than our father Jacob?
Are you greater than our father Jacob?
Which gave us the well?
Which gave us the well? This is where people are right now. Well, this is where they are right now. Amen. You, is that preacher greater than that one? That prophet greater than that one? That evangelist greater than that one? Listen to me. It ain't all about the prophet, the preacher, and the evangelist. Them in that behalf of themselves.
Amen.
No. It's about Jesus.
Yes.
It's about Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
This ain't no competition situation.
No.
This ain't no contest of preaching this way and preaching that way.
Amen.
In my preaching, I'm delivering the word of God. I'm delivering myself. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It was God that called me.
Amen.
Glory to his name. This ain't no contest for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And always been taught. Whatever you do, do it like it's your last time.
Amen.
Because one time is surely going to be your last time.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Uh-huh.
Are thou greater than our father Jacob?
Come on,
which gave us a well.
A famine for the word of God.
And drank thereof himself.
Are you greater than him?
Children.
Yes.
And his cattle.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said unto her.
Jesus answered said unto her.
Whosoever drinketh of this water.
Whosoever drinketh of this water.
Shall thirst again.
They will thirst again.
Amen.
They will thirst again.
Yes.
Come on, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
They will thirst again.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him.
Shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him.
Shall be in him.
A well of water.
A well of water.
Bring it up into everlasting life.
Bring it up into everlasting life. Here we go again, symbolic, talking about the water representing the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The water representing the Spirit of God.
God.
Amen. But listen, listen what took place. Come on.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen what took place.
St. John, the 6th chapter, the 63rd verse. It is a spirit that quickens.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profit nothing.
Profit nothing. That's why this ain't no contest.
Amen.
That's why this ain't no waste rack.
No.
Glory be to God. This is judgment work.
Yes, it is.
Judgment work.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
It is a spirit that quickens.
Yes.
The flesh profit nothing.
The flesh profit nothing.
The words that I speak unto you.
Uh-huh.
They are spirit.
The word Jesus said, I speak unto you. They are spirit.
And they are life.
The word of God is life.
Oh, yes.
The word of God is life. That word is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
My father's a husbandman.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm the true vine.
Glory
to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus declared the more and said, I am the way,
mm-hmm.
the truth, and the life.
Oh, yes.
Life is in Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Life is in the word because the word is Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
A famine of the word of God. People have stopped preaching Jesus.
Hello.
Come on, mother.
But there are some of you
uh-huh.
that believe not.
There are some of you that believe not. Some of you that, amen, that's on this line tonight that don't believe. You fail to believe because you don't see this happening. See that happen. But I dare you tonight to try Jesus.
Amen.
Try for yourself.
Yes, sir.
I dare you tonight to try wholeheartedly. I'm not talking about going to church, shaking nobody's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the right hand of fellowship, but get the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. You can always get the right hand of fellowship, but get to know Jesus
to you tonight. It's Paul the Apostle. Amen. When his name was Saul, had to believe and trusted God for the saving of his soul before he met Christ on the Damascus Road. He would not have to had to go through what he went through. Amen. To find Christ. Amen. That light that shone from heaven outshone the sun in the heat of the day. Paul saw the fall to the ground.
Oh, yes.
And they cry out, "Who art thou, Lord?" And Jesus told, "I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecuted." That's who I am. Glory to God. And when he did that, Saul began to ask himself, "Lord, what would you have me to do?"
Amen.
That's what some tonight need to ask the Lord. Lord, I hear your word tonight. I hear the gospel being preached. What would you have me to do? Acts 3:19 said, "Repent,
yes,
and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out."
Amen.
That when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, that the time of refreshing, time of renewing, it shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Glory.
We sing a song that can't nobody do but like Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus come on board, you'll be able to sing that song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Amen.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But listen, people are always so curious. Come on.
But there are some of you that believe not.
But there are some of you that believe not.
But Jesus knew from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Who they were that believed not.
Jesus knew from the beginning. To them that believe not.
And who shall betray him?
And who shall betray him?
And he said,
uh-huh,
therefore said I unto you,
yes,
that no man cannot, that no man can come unto me.
That no man can come unto me.
Except it was given unto him of my Father.
Except it was given unto him of my Father.
Amen.
You got the invitation tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You got the invitation tonight. Amen. The Bible tells us that, amen, Matthew 11:28 said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
mm-hmm,
and I'll give you rest. A worldwide, amen, you can come tonight. You can come. God has given you the call to come.
Yes.
He's giving you that call to come unto me. Yes. Come unto me, all ye that labor, mm-hmm, and are heavy laden.
Yes.
He said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. Yoke is upon the connection.
Yes.
Upon you. And learn of me.
Yes.
He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light.
Amen.
People are heavy and despondent, mm-hmm, and depressed, mm-hmm, and oppressed because of sin. Sin has them bowed down and bowed over. Sin has them, amen, full of anxiety.
Follow.
Amen, not knowing whether they're going or coming. Are you not tired of that tonight? Are you not tired of being used like a tool by the devil? Are you not tired tonight? Amen. Evil and wickedness. The Bible tells us, in other words, to whomsoever you yield, yield your members to obey, that's whom you're serving to.
Amen.
So if you're caught up in adultery, you're caught up in the alcohol and the drug scene, you're caught up in the whoremongering and fornication, you're caught up in the number running, the lottery and all of this. Amen. You're caught up in all of these things. Glory to God. Amen. You need to know Jesus in a day and a time like this. There's not going to be no excuse. There's not going to be no time, amen, for you to get it fixed when the Lord spit out in the crowd. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation,
mm-hmm,
blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection.
Boy, yeah.
Amen. The first resurrection of those that have gone to sleep in Christ. Amen. They're going to rise and get up. Amen. And those that are alive and remaining, and those that are sleeping in Christ, going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air together. But then the Bible tells us, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection. Because the second resurrection, it doesn't have any power.
Amen.
What are you talking about, preacher? Yes. The wicked dead, that's the second resurrection. They gonna get up. They get up, but they're not going up. They get up to be judged of the Lord. Glory to God. They get already knowing. Amen. Think of what the prophet Isaiah said. Think about it honestly what he said. Isaiah 6 and 3 and 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Jesus, the Bible said in the book of Romans 10, that Jesus, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then Isaiah the prophet said, the Lord said through him, said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
The wicked is those that don't even profess to know Christ in no sense. The unrighteous man is the one going to church, but a hypocrite and lying. He's still doing the same thing. They admitted the same thing that he was doing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unrighteous man.
Amen.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
Oh, yeah.
And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Amen.
And then the Lord said, let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy and will abundantly pardon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not yet to know God tonight in the part of your sin.
Amen.
Why not draw nigh,
yes,
unto the Lord? When you say, you know, why not draw nearer to him? He said, you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. In other words, you draw closer to me, I'll draw closer to you.
Yes.
Where did you stand off and point fingers? You stand off, amen, with the beam in your eye and not strive to make it right with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In that day, amen, there will be no excuse. The Bible said, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue shall confess. Gonna have to give an account of the deeds done unto your body.
Amen.
Whether it be good or bad. Think about it. Think about it tonight. Amen. For those that once named the name of Christ and amen, carried the gospel plow and start looking back and then went back. Amen. God's talking to you too. Bible said he that put his hand to the gospel plow and look at back is not fit for the kingdom.
Amen.
Glory be to God. God is having mercy on you tonight. God has been merciful to you tonight. He said, amen, even like unto the prodigal son. He said that it was arms outstretched.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on home. Coming home. Come on home.
Amen.
Come on home. This is the time now to give God a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because after a while, God's going to seal the preachers up. The ministers, the prophets, the evangelists, all in all, he's going to seal them up.
Yeah.
Those that show you that's coming at time, and we're going to be shoved up close to the time of the Lord's coming.
Amen.
No, I didn't tell you, amen, that I know the time of God's coming. I didn't tell you that. But the word of God stopped being preached altogether. It's already shorted.
Oh, yeah.
Wickedness is seeming to tickle. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax cold.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it would be like? Can you only imagine what it would be like? God sealed the preachers up. No more mercy. No more grace.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's near it. Judgment time. We're sure to be nearing judgment time. God bless you tonight. Amen. Maybe there's one before we yield the service. Maybe there's one tonight. Amen. They want you to get to know the Lord. Amen. In the pardon of your sin.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know him, but you're honest. You start to be honest and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get to know it. That's majorly what God deals with. Somebody that's going to be honest. Strive to be honest. And acknowledge, Lord, I'm a sinner. But I want to be saved.
Yes.
Lord, I'm a sinner. But I want to be saved.
Amen.
That's mine. In other words, you got an opportunity now to come on back home.
Oh, yeah.
You got the very opportunity right now to return back unto God the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, blood is running warm in your face. Amen. Is that one tonight? Is that one? Amen. Tonight, after hearing the word of God, and you want to yield or give your life unto Christ, you can mash, start six, and come over on this side.
Amen.
have them on this side. Amen. Say your name. Amen. Make it known what you want, desire, and we'll pray for you. Pray with you. This is the time and opportunity now. God loves you, but God hates sin. Sin is not going in to God's kingdom.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's not going in. This is your opportunity now.
Yes, Lord.
Think about it. The Lord may not pass this way no more for you. He may not pass this way no more for you. This may or can be your last time. Opportunity to receive Christ. Will that be one tonight? Will that be one? Be one. If so, once again, you could match star 6 and come over on the Lord's side. Glory to God. Will you come? Will you also come? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a classic. Amen. What a classic word on tonight from the man of God. Amen. That has been for, amen, declared here on this Prayer News Network. Glory to God. There is coming a famine in the land. And that famine is for the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. And as the man of God has already declared, glory to God, if you tonight, glory be to God, have found yourself and you're finding yourself in a place, glory be to God, when you're finding yourself in a dry place on tonight, glory to God, we declare unto you, people of God, you can come unto the waters on tonight. You can come, glory to God, and eat, glory to God, of this word on tonight. My God, you don't have to stay in the same shape that you're in, but you can come on tonight. Glory to God. So again, amen, will there be one, glory to God, that would like to give your life to the Lord? Glory be to God, people of God. We already see. We already know. Glory to God. We can look at this word even as it was being declared. We can see it coming to pass. We can see it literally coming to pass. Amen. Glory be to God. But we don't want to be found in a place of wanting. Amen. We don't want to be found in a place of lack, people of God. Amen. But we need to be built up. We need to be fortified by the preach word of God, the preaching of truth. Glory be to God. Not glamorizing. Amen, Jesus, not glamorizing this gospel, amen, but bringing forth the truth that liberates people, that liberates the heart, the mind, and the soul, amen. And surely that's what this word has done on tonight. It has illuminated us, amen. The light has come unto us on tonight through this word, through the man of God, amen. And even as the man of God declares, people of God, we must be born again. There is no other way. There is no other way that we can enter into the kingdom, amen, except you're born again. Glory to God. You can't even see the kingdom, amen. Glory to God. Let's enter in. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight, amen, for this word. And again, amen, Jesus, if there's anyone that would like to give your life to the Lord on tonight, you can certainly come. Glory be to God. You can come on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Come to these waters, people of God. Come to the Spirit of God. Amen. Come to the Spirit of God. Come to be made whole. Glory be to God. Come, come, come. Glory to God. And the Spirit says, come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone on tonight, amen. Again, that would like to give your life to the Lord, amen. You can, amen, just press *6 and come over. Amen, Jesus. And again, we'll certainly pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If there's none, people of God, if there's anyone on tonight that has a prayer request, that has a special prayer request on tonight. Glory to God, you can certainly come. Glory be to God, you can certainly come on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God, you can certainly come. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for Carmelo Hands. He had aura deep extraction surgery, and he had to have stitches, and his mom said it'd be like 3 to 6 weeks before they healed. And I'd like to ask prayer for Gene McMillan and his family. They laid his father to rest on today. And I'd like to ask prayer for my Uncle Hardy. He lost his son on tonight. And the family.
Okay, and what was that first name again?
Carmelo Hands.
Okay, got it. All righty.
All right, thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen, amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. We know God is able. Amen. We've heard this word on tonight. This word, glory to God, that has come. Amen. And to get out all doubt, people of God. Amen. We come and we hear the word of God, and then it's after, amen, the word of God, we take these prayer requests because we know that you have been edified. You have been built up, amen, in your faith. Glory to God. And we take these prayer requests, people of God, and we're listening to these prayer requests. And as these prayer requests come, amen, we unify. We unify. Glory be to God. We unify. We touch and agree, amen, on behalf of these prayer requests, amen, that come forth, amen. Glory be to God. So anyone else on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight, glory be to God. Anyone else, anyone else. Glory be to God, amen. Glory be to God, amen. If there's no one else on tonight, glory be to God. People of God, we've heard these petitions on tonight. Glory be to God. And we know that God can do anything. Amen. We know that there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Glory to God. We know, glory be to God, that he's able. He's well able. Glory to God. And what concerns us concerns him. Amen. Even as the man of God declared on tonight, amen, he loves us. Amen. But it's not the sin. Amen. Glory be to God. And we believe by faith on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. This word preached, glory to God. We believe on tonight, amen. Glory to God that the Lord is ready, amen, to move on behalf of his people. Amen. Glory be to God. And we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God as we touch the throne of grace, amen, for these petitions. Glory be to God on tonight, on tonight, on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We honor, we glorify you. Glory to God. We honor and we glorify you for your goodness. Father, we glorify you on tonight for just being God all by yourself. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God for your word that has come. Glory to God and has quickened us. Your word, glory to God, that has come and divided. Oh, God, hallelujah, even within us, oh, God, hallelujah, between the marrow and the bone. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for your word that has come on this night to bring light, and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for feeding us bread from heaven in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've said, oh God. We thank you for all that our hearts and our minds, our spirit have heard in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight giving you thanks, glory to God, for this precious word. We thank you on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would help us to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we come, glory be to God, unified on tonight. We come in unity on tonight, glory to God, on tonight for these prayer petitions. Oh God, these petitions even on tonight for each and every one of them on tonight, oh God, for Carmelo, oh God, and for the McMillan family and for the Hardy family and for the Bond family and for the Marshall family on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight for your eyes go to and fro in the earth, beholding the good and the evil of men. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to look upon every name called on tonight. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you, glory to God, to look within the inward parts on tonight. Name of Jesus, we're asking you to move, oh God, for Carmelo on tonight. Glory to God. Move, hallelujah, for you are the God that healeth. Glory to God, and we're coming on tonight, and we're asking that you would move for him on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and it's according to the power that worketh within us on tonight. And Father, we know that you're able. We know, glory to God, that you're well able, and we're asking that you would touch him on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Touch him and heal, glory to God. Touch him, glory to God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on tonight. We're asking that you would move in a mighty way. Show yourself strong. Show yourself on tonight. Mighty to heal. Mighty to deliver on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it for him on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Let not infection set in, oh God. Oh, glory be to God. But expedite the healing on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, give him a miracle. Show him to know, oh God, that you're yet healed. Show him to know that you're yet on the throne in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, touch the hearts on tonight. Touch the hearts of the mother on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would touch the McMillan family on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Father, touch on tonight. Touch, glory be to God. Touch the Hardy family on tonight. Touch the Bond family on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Touch on this night. Oh God, the Marshall family in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, as they lay their family members to rest on tonight, Father, but we know, glory be to God, oh God, that you sent back your comforter. You sent your comforter to lift. You sent your comforter, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, your comforter, oh God, hallelujah, to hold, to embrace your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch each and every one now. Touch each and every family member on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, touch the Reed family on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, those that are yet heavy laden on tonight, those that are yet, oh God, carrying such burdens on tonight, but Father, we're asking that you are lift on tonight. We're asking that you are lift, oh glory to God, lift our master. Father, lift on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will lift the heavy hearts on tonight, for you are the healing balm of Gilead. We're asking you to move upon your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move upon them tonight, for healing, oh God, is in your wing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, the heavy hearts on tonight. Oh God, the wondering minds on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, let not the enemy, oh God, have reigns upon the thoughts of your people in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking that you will cover on tonight, cover in your blood, cover by your anointing on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, cover tonight, cover in your blood on tonight, in the name of Jesus, cover and lift on tonight. Glory be to God, cause your angels. Your angels of comfort, oh God, to be about the bed. Cause your angels of comfort to walk with your people. Cause the angel of comfort on tonight, oh glory be to God, to be with your people, oh God, in this time of love. Cause your angels of comfort, oh God, to embrace your people
Father, on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, but we know that loss is not easy. Oh, God, but we know on tonight, oh, God, that your love is great towards your people. Your love is great. Your concern is great. Cause your people to feel your heart in this time, oh, God. Cause your people, oh, God, to feel, oh, God, to be filled on tonight, to be filled with your love in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for these, oh God, and for the countless of other people that have lost loved ones. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Hey! Oh, God, how Father, we're asking you on tonight to be with your people all over the land. We're asking you on tonight, oh, God, to embrace your people. Oh, glory be to God with your outstretched hand in the precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you are doing on tonight. Oh, God, we're asking, oh, glory to God, that you would move upon the altars of the heart. Move upon the altars of the heart of your people on tonight, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for moving, glory to God. Thank you for moving on tonight. Thank you for moving. Oh, glory to God, as only you can. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God for the answer. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for lifting heavy burdens. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for moving for your people in healing all over the land. For moving for your people, oh God, that are desirous, oh God, for a closer walk with thee. We thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Thank you tonight for moving in provision. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your leading hand. Thank you for guiding us on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for ordered steps. We thank you. We bless you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would be with your people. Be with us, your people, on tonight, even on tomorrow, oh God, as several, as many, oh God, would gather into your house and into your presence. Father, we're asking that you would move mightily for your people. Move, glory to God. Move, ah, God, by your free spirit. Move, oh God, by your choice anointing in the precious name of Jesus. Lift and save and deliver, glory to God. Fill with your precious Holy Ghost. Father, we're asking that you would do a work in the midst of your people. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, and we thank you tonight. Thank you for traveling mercies. Thank you for traveling mercies, oh, God, for the many, 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 oh, God, that are traveling to and fro, oh, God, from the services on today. We thank you on tonight for your traveling mercies. We thank you on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, again. And we're asking that you would bless, oh God, the Marshall family. We're thanking for your servant on tonight, for the works, his works, oh God, his word that shall continue to go forth in the earth, touching the hearts, the countless hearts of many, oh God, converting the souls. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you for the great things that you've done, for the great things that you are yet about to do. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Again, bless Mother Marshall. Bless her and strengthen her on tonight. Bless her and strengthen her on tonight. Cause her to be strengthened. Oh, God, we're asking that you breathe upon your servant. Breathe upon your woman servant, even now in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, oh, God, for breathing upon the body of Christ at large. Breathing upon the body of Christ everywhere. We thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you for these things, oh God. Now, Father, you promise your beloved sweet sleep. We're asking that you will be with each and every one, oh God, that is called into this broadcast on tonight. Those that are listening by radio, Father, we pray a special blessing on tonight. We pray a special blessing upon your people in the precious name of Jesus. We pray a special blessing upon your people tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh God. Father, now we're asking for your blood covering. Cover us tonight. Cover,
oh God. Cause your angels to stand about our bedside. Cause your angels, oh God, to protect each and every one of us. Protect our families. Protect our loved ones, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause us to rise in the morning in your resurrection power, to be strengthened and restored, oh God, for tomorrow. And we thank you now. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you for our leaders. We bless your precious name. For this, oh God, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. And Father, for this, we thank you. We bless you yet again now. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. God bless you on tonight. We thank you for your coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again to the women of God. Amen. Glory be to God that are holding it down. Amen. And amen. In place. Amen. In the right place at the right time on tonight. Amen. Jesus, to help us to carry forth. Amen. This broadcast on tonight. We thank God for you again. Amen. Sister Fan, Sister Clarissa, Sister Robin, God bless you all again. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, we just want to let you know. We want to let you know on tonight that, again, as always, you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's absolutely free. Glory to God. This is actually the last message, amen, that Bishop Marshall, amen, spoke with us. The late Bishop Marshall, amen, declared on this PNN. Amen. Jesus, what a word, what a word, what a word. Amen. Glory to God. There is coming a famine in the land. Amen. Glory be to God. And the word has spoken on tonight. You can get a copy of this broadcast, people of God. It's absolutely free. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. All you have to do is text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912. Glory be to God, 257-3918. Amen. As well, our listeners that are listening via blog radio, amen, you can as well get a copy of the broadcast absolutely free. Amen. Just message us, amen. Glory to God, or text us via WhatsApp, amen, or by Messenger. Amen. You can send it to 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you again. Amen. We want to ask you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Bring somebody. Tell somebody, amen, about, amen, the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God as well for the new converts. Amen. Glory be to God on the line. Amen. On the other night. God bless you. Amen. We pray that you are listening. We want to encourage you to continue to come. Amen. Continue to come. Continue to eat this word, amen, that's coming forth every night. Get your pen, as we always say, get your paper, amen, and listen and eat this word, amen, Jesus. You cannot come and listen to this word and remain the same. It's not possible, amen. But God bless you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. The sister, I think it was Dolores and her daughter, amen, Sister Juanita, God bless you on tonight, amen. We thank God for you, amen. We thank God for the beautiful testimonies that went forth on last night. Beautiful, beautiful testimonies. I tell you, glory be to God. They had me hollering on the other end. I said, look at God. Hallelujah. Showing himself strong and mighty. Amen. I'm telling you, showing himself, showing his hand, amen, strong and mighty. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for what he's doing here on the Prayer News Network. People of God, continue to pray for us, amen, Jesus, as we endeavor to do the will of God. Glory to God, because truly we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. We thank God for you again, for all of our listeners worldwide. We thank God for you. Amen. For those of you that are reaching out on Messenger, amen. In your language, amen, it's okay. Amen. Just type it in your language, amen. We'll certainly translate it, and we will certainly, amen, respond to you. Glory to God. We'll try to get back to you within 24 hours. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. May the blessings of the Lord Amen. Rest upon each and every one of you. Glory to God. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And may he bring us back, amen, at the appointed time in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast for tonight. And we look to see you, amen, on tomorrow night. Blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.